not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter.
Happy Friday.
That's right. Happy Friday. Everybody goes, who's Jill? Who's Jill? So now I'm just going to say your full name.
Jill Metter. It's M-E-A-D-O-R.
Yeah.
It's kind of spelled weird.
Yeah. And anyway, it is. It's Friday in a big town. Let's check out some of the temperatures. It's a little cool today with the wind blowing. 54 at Hollis, 49 at Eric, 46 at Cheyenne, the home of the secret weapon, 48 at Camargo, 51 at Helena, 48 at the May Ranch, 47 at Slapout. See what's happening out here, Texas. Let me update this real quick. Nothing's changed. Anyway, 45 at Miami, 47 at Lipscomb, 45 at McLean, and 50 at Wellington, 52 at Esteline. So anyway, it's rain. There's rain going on. I'm so happy to see a lot more rain falling up in northwestern Oklahoma.
Yes, they needed it desperately.
Yeah, Woodward, north of Woodward, out towards Fort Supply. It looks like they're getting they got some really good showers this morning. So anyway, all right. So I had to stop at the Elk City Sale Barn. The Elk City Sale Barn.
Sale, after not
sale. The Sale Barn after I went and got my hair done. And so I went.
What hair do you have to get done?
I know. Anyway, I got it cleaned up. How's that?
Okay.
Anyway, stopped by there, see a couple guys I needed to see. And I walked in to get me a Dr. Pepper and a Snickers candy bar there in the cafe. Well, the ladies, I'm always giving them crap in there. Anyway, they're back there making hamburger patties, and I said, hey, is that real beef? And they said, yes, it is, sir. And anyway, I looked up on the board, and the special was chicken fried steak.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And so I got one and brought it here to the studio with me. And so wherever you're headed right now to eat, stop. Ask Siri to redirect you, head to the Elk City Sale Barn, and go out there and tell the ladies that you heard it on Today in Ag. And I don't know if they'll give you a discount, but they'll give you some crap.
Probably.
Yeah, anyway, nice people back there, and I can't remember all their names, so I'm just going to say nice ladies. And anyway, it was really good. Chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, a bun. And then, what was for dessert? Oh, chocolate cake with white icing on it. Vanilla.
Ooh,
icing.
Yum.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Isn't that like the state dinner?
Huh?
Isn't that like the state dinner?
Yeah,
chicken fried steak, green beans, mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was good. So, anyways, go out there and get you some. And go in there and you come out smelling like a bull or a cow in the sale barn. But, anyways, they was busy out there this morning.
I bet they were.
Lots of cows coming through and stuff. So, got to see everybody. I got to see Alan Potter and Bo Deal. Them are the guys that do not believe in second calf heifers. So, or two-year-old heifers.
Shut up.
Well, no, they give me crap about it. I say second calf heifer. You're the one that said two-year-old.
I'm still trying to forget that day.
Anyway, so anyway, they were out there. So anyway, good time out there. Just go out there and visit and eat. It's good food. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Let's see what happened overnight in our agriculture belt. Soybean futures overnight were higher. Grains were a little changed as investors keep an eye on mixed weather patterns for the next few days. Cold weather is expected in parts of Nebraska and Kansas, where temperatures will drop into the lower 30s heading in tomorrow. And it's going to get kind of chilly here tonight, too. Rain this week favored parts of northwestern and southern areas of the Corn Belt this week. Likely will fall in the northeastern Midwest over the weekend. Slow in planting, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar. Dry weather will continue in the west central parts of the Corn Belt, and cool weather will keep crop germination at a slow pace. Also underpinning prices overnight is Brazil, where dry weather in north central and northwestern areas will reduce soil moisture, Kinley said. Still areas in the state of Minas Gerais, anyway, we'll see somewhere down there in Brazil, we'll see rain that will improve moisture for the second crop corn. In the southern plains, recent rainfall has improved soil moisture, but they may be short-lived as more dry weather is on the way. Cooler weather also will keep spring wheat planting slow in the northern plains. Soybean futures for July delivery rose 7.75 cents to 14.11 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean was up 270 to 430 a short ton, while soybean oil added 0.06 cents to 50.89 a pound. Corn futures for July down a penny at 580 and a half. Wheat for July delivery in Chicago 630 and a quarter. Kansas City rose 3 cents to 768 and a quarter. Way up north, my computer will come with me. There's frost advisories everywhere up north, Nebraska and Kansas. In Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, wind advisories have been issued till 7 o'clock tonight. Winds will be sustained from 25 to 35 miles an hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Flood watches issued for northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, where several rivers and streams likely will overrun their banks. I think I heard Mississippi is flooding up north. Last year was dry.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what's going on. What do you got over there that you can help?
Well, we forgot to do this yesterday, so I'm going to do it while I'm thinking about it. You can join the Custer County Cattlemen's Association on Thursday, May 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Custer County Fairgrounds for a free dinner and presentation. It is a legislative update and industry news presented by Michael Kelsey, which is the OCA Executive Vice President. He says it is our goal to implement a program that benefits, provides information, and bring cattle producers throughout the area together. In this day and time, it is extremely important that we look to new ideas and improve old habits and work to reduce expenses and improve profits. The seven most expensive words in the cattle industry, we have always done it that way. By bringing the Custer County Cattlemen's Association, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and OSU Extension Sources together, we can accomplish this goal. You can RSVP by May 1st by calling the Custer County OSU Extension Office at 580-323-2291, or you can email larry.bryan@okstate.edu.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be good. They got OSU and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. They got a lot going on together which is good. Well, before we go to break, we take this Wheeler General Store break.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't finish up with you yesterday.
Oh.
We got to where you were getting ready to come home Wednesday.
Yes.
Tell us about the plane ride home.
Well, it wasn't as smooth as the plane ride there, that's for sure. If you've never been to Washington, D.C., Reagan International Airport, I do not understand why they have such a tiny airport in such a large
city.
Yeah. It is the smallest airport I have ever been to. They only have, like, two baggage claims. It's very small. And because it's so small, they get a lot of air traffic pretty badly through there. And so we sat on the runway for, like, 45 minutes before we even took off. And we were supposed to take
waiting
off.
Waiting on a spot?
Yes, we were waiting to take off. Like, it was, like, a plane land, a plane take off, and then a plane land, and then a plane take off. Well, there was, like, 10 planes in front of us probably. We're supposed to take off like at 3:15. We didn't take off till like 4 o'clock. So that was the first thing that went wrong. So we were already much later getting into Oklahoma than planned. By the time, which take into account the time change, it's about a 2.5 hour flight roughly. And so by the time changed and that kind of thing, it was about 5:30, 5:40, somewhere around there by the time we got into Oklahoma and we got into OKC. We were getting ready to land at OKC. I mean, we were probably 1,000 feet above the ground, maybe less than that. I mean, I could see the landing strip. We were about
to
land.
Did you reach out and touch the damn building?
Maybe. And all of a sudden, our pilot, he just pulled up out of nowhere. And I was like, what in the world? Like, why are we not landing? And then he came over the intercom, and he was like, I just got told by dispatch, we are not allowed to land because there's baseball-sized hail. Came out of nowhere, basically. And so we went up, and we went around the airport. It was a really sharp left turn, too. It was like, wham. I was like, man, this pilot, he's really risking it. Yeah.
He's doing some Ricky Bobby stuff.
Yeah. And so we turned around. We tried to, like, circle around and just kind of wait it out, basically. That wasn't working. And that storm, it was just sitting over OKC, basically. It wasn't really moving that fast. And so
that was the one with all that big hail.
Yep. This was several weeks ago when they got a lot of hail. And he came over the intercom, and he was like, well, they aren't going to let us land, and we're about to run out of fuel, so we have to go to Tulsa and land there and refuel. So we went to Tulsa, we landed, we refueled, and then we kind of sat there. After we refueled, we kind of sat at the gate. We were waiting to take off again and just waiting for that storm to move. They wouldn't let us take off, and our pilot crew came on the intercom again and told us that they reached their maximum hours of flying for the day. And so now we're sitting at Tulsa International Airport, and we don't have a pilot. Yeah, we don't have a pilot to fly our plane.
Did you raise your hand?
Yeah, no. No. And so they were like, well, we don't know when you're going to get a pilot. It could be 4 hours. It could be an hour. We don't know. Luckily, 30 minutes later, there was a plane that landed from Dallas. We got their pilot crew. We got boarded back onto the plane. We got out to the tarmac. We were getting ready to take off. We sat in the tarmac for like 10 minutes, and I was like, this is not a good sign. And then they told us, they said that several of the planes at OKC, Will Rogers Airport, had received really bad hail damage, and apparently they have to inspect all of the planes before they can move them. And so there was no open gate for us. We could land, but there was no open gate for us to go to. So we had to wait for them to inspect all of these planes and move at least one of them to get in our gate. So we went back to the Tulsa gate. We sat there for probably another good 45 minutes to an hour. By now, we've been at Tulsa Airport for 4 hours. It's 10 o'clock. We should have been home by 8 o'clock, like in Elk City by 8 o'clock. And so we sit there, 10 o'clock. They finally give us the green light. We get to take off. It was really bumpy ride. That 25 minutes to OKC was really bumpy. The winds were pretty bad. There was lightning storms out the window that I was looking at, so that was not super cool at all. But we got to Oklahoma City. We finally got to land. It was about 10:30, 10:45. So we got home pretty late.
You was glad to see the red dirt, the
Bexley
County.
I really was.
Man, that was a bad trip.
I hadn't flown in 5 years. That was the first time I've flown in 5 years. And
welcome back.
Yes, I was like, well, this is a great experience.
Well, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, update you on the current markets on the cattle and some on the grain. And we'll see what happened at Woodward yesterday. And then Jill's got some stuff coming up about the conference next week. Is it next week?
Yep, FFA State Convention.
Yep.
It's next week.
Got that coming up. And then we got some news about Abigail.
Yes.
Yeah, exciting. Well, if you're watching on Facebook, Jill's in orange and I'm in red, and we're she's got her pistols firing, and I really want to say Boomer Sooner.
Go Pokes.
anyway, fun competition, but that's all we're going to say about that for now, because me and her probably get pretty heated. Anyway, she's about as competitive as I am.
Maybe
anyway,
more.
And later on the show, we got see, you're outgunned in here.
I think Aaron's on my side, maybe.
I got a deal on growing crabgrass, and how good the hay is. And we got a deck coming up Monday. I got Eddie Capes going to be in here talking about making spurs for Cowboys.
Yes.
And also, he's got some Cowboy stories after working with Walter Merrick for about 30 years, so it's going to be pretty fun. And then I think, what do I got? Wednesday. David Meisner is going to be in here with his father-in-law, who is a farmer from Germany.
Yes.
So we're going to have some fun with that. They do things a little different over there. It's the same concept, but just a little different. Got lots to ask him. And then Thursday, Jill and I get to interview Senator Mark Wayne Mullen.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. So we got a lot going on next week. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Now, once again, a good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 21st. 1,386 head were sold. Six head of steers at 203 brought 295.50. Five at 383 brought 280. Eight at 496 brought 230. 14 at 576 brought 234. Four at 595 brought 210. 11 at 619 brought 233. Ten at 849 brought 190. Four head of heifers at 258 brought 274. Seven at 394 brought 248. 5 at 481 brought 226. 20 at 522 brought 217. 5 at 587 brought 213. 6 at 598 brought 210. 39 at 629 brought 204.50. Butcher cows were 64 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 55 to 121. Bred cows were 835 to 1500. Pairs brought 525 to 2275. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has eight people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We are here, I promise you.
I was like, you're going to turn on my mic.
Here, I want to do the weather, and you can have
okay,
that.
I'll
how's
do this.
That?
Got it.
Currently, let's see here. Let's check. Let's do Dozer, Texas today, all right? Currently, it's 48 degrees. Got a wind chill, 41. Humidity's 92. Dew point is 46. I wanted to say dew point, but it's dew point. 16-mile-an-hour wind out of the north, 22-mile-an-hour gust. Peak gust today so far has been 36. Month today, they've been getting some rain out there. They might get some more today. 2.35 inches of rain. That's pretty good.
Wow.
So, yep, no red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes. Current soil temperature is at 8 inches down is 59 degrees. And it is our Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour all day.
Yes, it is.
And you've been there. I've been there.
Yep. It's a pretty cool store.
Did your mom stop there yesterday?
She didn't. She actually went to the Highland Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's where McIntyre, Mrs. McIntyre.
Yes.
Yes.
She went in and she did a little shopping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm or ranch running properly with all of the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. They are located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, and they look forward to serving you.
Thank you. Corn, May, 634. July is 585. Soybeans for May, 1441. Actually, everything basically except for oats is in the green today, which is a good sign. Soybeans for July, 1420. Soybean meal for May, 434.90. July is 432.90. Then we got, there we go. Soybean oil for May, 51.51. July is 51.67. Hard bread winter wheat for May. It's even up quite a bit today, 18 to be exact. May is 7.97. July is 7.80. Oats is right at $3 for May. 312 for July. Cotton, 80 cents a pound for July. October cotton, 81 cents. Sugar. Sugar baby over there messed up. You know why?
Why?
I don't know whether he's sugar baby today or sugar daddy. And I seen him driving down the road yesterday, Mr. Brian. Anyway, it's almost 27 cents a pound. It's came up 7 cents since they found out that sugar daddy wasn't growing any more sugar cane. So anyway, he's got it going on. Oil is up about $1.70. West Texas Intermediate for June is 76.46. So it's going on. Yesterday at Woodward, 1,111 head sold compared to 3,300 last week and 3,300 a year ago. They were a little down there. Compared to last week, with a general rain in the area, limited receipts this week. Feeder steers mostly steady. Feeder heifers steady to $5 higher. Steer calves steady. Heifer calves $6 to $8 higher yesterday. Supply was 100% feeder cattle. And let's see, let's just go over a few of these numbers here. So the 3 to 4 weights, 285 to 290. Four weights was around 249 to 275. Five weight steers, 238 was top end. Six weight steers, 216 was top end. Eight weight steers, 196 was a top end. And then they had some nine weights there, 90 head actually, that averaged 186.25, which is really good. And then on heifers, where are you at? There's the heifers. Three weight heifers, 231. Four weight heifers, 207. Some five weights, 228 was top end. Seven weights, 178. And eight weights, 171.75. And nine weights, 144. So there you have it. Coming up next Friday, May 5th, 10 a.m. in Sentinel, Oklahoma, on the Music Farms. Have you ever been to the Music Farm? Jimmy's? Tracy's?
I don't think I've been out there.
Okay.
I'm not real sure.
So it's 3.5 miles west of Sentinel off of Highway 55. It's the highway that goes from Retrop to Sentinel.
If
I remember right? Yep. And anyway, it'll be on the Music Farms. Is the Washtenaw County OSU Wheat Field Tour. We'll be looking at varieties that were sown last fall and discussing drought-tolerant varieties. Please call the Washtenaw County Extension Office with any questions at 580-832-3356. Any questions, call the Washtenaw County Extension Office, and they appreciate it. Okay. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, Let's talk about Abigail, and let's talk about the FFA deal going on next week.
I like it.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I can't remember the first time my parents took me fishing, but I can still picture the first pole my dad got me, a green and white Zebco 202 tucked in the corner of our old shed, always ready to go. Fishing became my joy. You love fishing because it can be your family tradition, your lunch break, vacation, time alone, or bonding with your kids. And when you want your fishing to be both memorable and successful, you go to H2O Bait, Tackle, and More on South Pioneer Road in Elk City.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Get on up in a yee-yee for Jimmy's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 24th. 2,476 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 295 brought 306. 10 at 674 brought 221.75. 8 at 722 brought 195.50. 23 at 772 brought 194.50. 16 at 808 brought 194.50. 33 at 957 brought 183. 130 at 961 brought 182.75. 3 head of heifers at 428 brought 221. 10 at 581 brought 215, 4 at 661 brought 177, 20 at 693 brought 182, 7 at 719 brought 181, 13 at 790 brought 175, 8 at 916 brought 171, butcher cows were 64 to 107, butcher bulls brought 65 to 135, pairs were 1625 to 2275, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095, that's a 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And Jill Netter.
Yeah, we need to add that.
Dave, are you listening? We need some repairs done here in the IT department. Anyway, you got weather forecast for me?
Yes, for Northwest Oklahoma. I picked Buffalo today. It is 50 degrees in Buffalo, and it feels like 50 degrees. Dew point is 42 degrees today. Humidity is 75%. Wind is out of the north at 18 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:24 p.m. It's my favorite. I love saying that. I don't know why. Today, you can expect a high of 57 degrees. Chance of rain showers is 80%. Winds are going to stay out of the north, getting up to 24 miles an hour today. Tonight, you can expect a low of 36 degrees with winds staying out of the north at 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with a high of 73 degrees. Winds out of the northwest getting up to 16 miles an hour. Sunday, high of 70 degrees, mostly sunny. Winds are going to be pretty calm at only 8 miles an hour. And then Monday, it's going to be 68 degrees with winds also out of the north, northeast, and mostly sunny.
We're back to having a late spring.
Basically, yes.
Yes, we are. All right, a couple things off the text line. Y'all know the chicken fried steak, okra, corn, pinto beans with ham, and apple cobbler is officially the Oklahoma state dinner. Now, she did throw this out there. She said, I think I've quoted correctly. Well, Jill thinks there's some mashed taters in there.
I really thought there was mashed potatoes in there.
So, anyway, it's still great. And it doesn't matter, you know why? Because Oklahoma is the only state in the United States that has a state meal.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
And then here's a guy with a Texas phone. Quoting OU to me. I'm really dumbfounded how someone involved in agriculture would be an OU supporter when OU wants nothing to do with agriculture.
I'm just going to leave that one there.
Yeah. But I need to correct you on that, sir. They do want something to do with agriculture. They're the ones training all these weather people to give us these forecasts for rain. And OU, the mezzanette that's for farmers, is from Norman, Oklahoma. So you want me to keep going? I'm not going to, though. But anyway.
No, let's not. Let's not.
So anyway, what do you got going over there? How about Miss Thomas?
Abby?
Yeah, Abby.
I love Abby. Abigail.
How about that?
Abby Thomas is probably one of my favorite people in the entire world. And in case you didn't know, she is going to be the OSU spirit rider for the 23-24 school year.
And that's like being Miss Oklahoma.
It's awesome.
Or better.
Yeah. It's awesome. She gets to ride Bullet at all the football games. Whenever they score a touchdown, they always say, like, here comes Bullet. And then she gets to ride Bullet down the football field.
And that's only at home games, isn't it? They don't take
Bullet. No, yeah, they only do it at home games. Yep. Yeah. So. But it's a pretty cool honor. It's a really big deal. Yep. And so she's been on the spirit team. I think there's like 7 or 8 kids on the spirit team. They take care of Bullet. They make sure he's where he needs to be for like picture ops and that kind of thing before the game. They take care of him. They make sure he's well fed and exercised regularly.
And it's a beautiful horse.
Oh, so pretty.
Yeah.
And so she's been on that team for a very long time, and so she is finally getting to be the spirit
rider
this year.
She gets to get up and steer the horse.
Yep. And so. If you don't know Abby Thomas, she is from here in Elk City. She rodeoed in high school a lot, and I know her pretty well. We're family friends, and she's a pretty awesome lady.
I'm not sure what's going on here. Could point me to where you got that article. I would like to read about it. Thanks. Which article? I'm sorry. I'm lost. So just text me back and tell me which article you're talking about. You might be talking about spirit. I seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's been on Facebook. I follow her on Facebook. That's how I saw it. Yeah.
So and Abigail Thomas on Facebook.
Yep. Abigail Thomas. Yep.
Anyway, what's going on with the FFA next week?
Yeah, so next week is probably the biggest week for Oklahoma FFA.
And you're going, aren't you?
I am. Do you know I've never been?
What?
Never been to state convention. My freshman year, COVID, didn't happen. Sophomore year, it was...
kind of COVID.
So they only gave out limited tickets. And so we gave it to the seniors who were getting their state FFA degree because they get to walk across stage and get their degree and their medals and stuff. And I think we only got dealt like 8 tickets, which is not very many. For our chapter's huge. So I didn't get to go that sophomore year. And then my junior year last year, I took an AP test. And when you take an AP test, they don't let you move the test date. Like, there's no moving it. And so the test date that it fell on was the day of state convention. And so I was like, well, I've already paid for this test, so I might as well just take it.
Right.
So I've actually never been, but I have several friends who have been many times.
So you're going now?
Yes, I am going now, which
you're,
I think
you're going to get your state farmer.
I am getting my state FFA degree. I believe Elk City has 6 people getting theirs, and Merritt has 3.
Yeah, yep. Jancy, Case.
Yes.
And who else?
boss, was there?
I'll think of it here in a minute.
Oh, I see. I got the got their.
I can see his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I interviewed him too.
Hightower.
Yes. Yeah.
Hightower. Yeah. I know it. Anyway, so yeah, next week. Yeah, when you get back, I know you're going to be graduating the next week.
Yeah.
But when you get back, you need to fill up anybody, everybody, all the people from Western Oklahoma's getting, because there's a lot of them getting.
Oh, man.
Western Oklahoma's dominating.
Yes. There are, I looked at it earlier today, there are 708 kids in Oklahoma, wow, seniors, receiving their State FFA degree this year. That's quite amazing.
The article about the guy having 100 head on 150 acres about 3 days ago. Well, I'll see what I can do for you. Them things get put back into the back of the hard drive.
Oh, well.
most of them. But I will. I will honestly see what I can find for you.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
So where's that at and when's it start?
So state convention for all of the FFA chapters opens Tuesday, May 2nd. The opening session is at 9:45. I believe we are driving. So it's a very long drive. If you're from Western Oklahoma, it's in Tulsa. They moved it to Tulsa for a bigger arena, bigger, more space, because there's
Where's
just
it
so
at
much.
Up there?
It's at the Box Center.
Oh, okay.
Box Arena,
yep.
I believe. Yep. So we are actually leaving Monday afternoon, just because it's a 3-hour drive. We really don't want to get up at like 4 a.m. in the morning and make that drive.
Oh, that's, poor thing.
No, thank you. Not when you have to be in official dress. Ooh, that's rough. But they have 6 general sessions in total, and each general session they have speakers that come in. They do recognition for all different kinds of things. One of them's like a future Ag Ed Teacher Academy recipients, Tulsa State Fair scholarship recipients. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And then the very last convention session, which is Wednesday at 6:30, they will do they have a talent show. They do a talent show.
Are you in it?
No.
Why not?
I don't have very many talents. This is my talent, speaking.
I know. You can get up there and impersonate me.
Okay. That much of a talent?
Hey, Boomer Sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go Pokes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so they are drawing for a new Ford truck, which I didn't even know that. That's actually pretty cool.
For one of you kids?
I guess. Yep. They're drawing for a new Ford truck. This was at the last convention session. They're drawing for a new Ford truck. Then they have the FFA chorus concert, and then they have a speaker. They will announce the talent winner. And then they do the State FFA degree ceremony, and I get to sit on the floor for that, and I'm so excited about
really?
That. Yeah, we get to sit on the floor, and then we get our degree. It's super cool.
What is a plat?
I believe it's like a charm. It's a little charm.
You get to wear on your FFA
yes.
jacket forever.
I do know, I believe our chapter is getting us plaques just to keep just our chapter.
Kind of like Merritt did theirs.
Right, yeah. right.
I was asking about
yep.
that yesterday.
And then after the FFA degree ceremony, they will present the 2023-2024 State of Fate officers, and my roommate is actually running for one, so I am hoping she gets it.
Your roommate at Stillwater?
Yes.
What was her name?
Her name is Clara Duncan. She's from Chickasha, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's
she,
right.
Grew up together here. She used to live here in Elk City. We grew up together in elementary school, and we're really close, and we've kept up through the years with FFA and
So what office is she running for?
She is running for state reporter.
Okay.
And so I believe there's 2 other people running against her, and so I really hope she gets it. I'm rooting for her.
So they're going to announce it then?
Yes. Yeah, so they do area officer elections Wednesday morning, like southeast officer elections, southwest. So my chapter will send in, I believe, 2 delegates, and we will place our votes for we're in the southwest region, so we'll place our votes for southwest elections. That's how that works.
So who votes on the state, is that included in it?
The president and like the I believe everybody has, you send in somebody and they vote for your chapter.
I got you.
I believe everybody sends in one person. Like I said, I haven't been before, so I'm not 100% sure how that works.
Well.
But, yep, they announce the winners at the very end. It's the last thing they'll do.
So if your buddy from Chickasha gets it, you need to do an interview with her on your phone and bring it,
and
we'll
do
play
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do your job working for a
okay.
So, well, this hour's flying by. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill, and we are going to take us a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, Jill will have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and we're going to talk about crabgrass. And it's good. Actually, it's very good. Crabgrass is good hay. We're going to talk about that, and we got something else we need to cover when we come back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with high-pro. For high-pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Simon's Catch Restaurant, offering the elegant beauty of the country with the delicious food of Elk City's finest restaurant. Simon's Catch offers a superb menu, including all-you-can-eat farm-fresh catfish, family recipe shrimp, and USDA choice steaks. Get out of the kitchen and get into Simon's Catch Restaurant. From I-40, exit 34, go 1.5 miles south and 1.5 miles west. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 5 and Sunday at noon. Simon's Catch, for the best catch.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wanted to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium is higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but want to be properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Man, we kind of stirred up a wasp nest, didn't we?
I think it was you.
No, you said pistols fired.
Yeah, well, you said that ugly little chant, and I'm not going to say it. Cause,
I honestly do understand your point, sir, ma'am. I'm not sure what. All I got is a phone number. Anyway, yes, you're correct. If we have a problem We call Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Colorado State, K-State, OSU. We can even call Kentucky because they got a really good agriculture problem there. My point is that Jill's in here firing pistols and wearing orange. So
I'm always wearing – do you know how many OSU sweatshirts I have? I just rotate them. That's my, weekly attire.
So, anyway, but I can tell you that my nephew, mm-hmm. who got his degree from OU, is doing the agriculture for a U.S. representative in Oklahoma for ag and – for ag, period. Farmers and ranchers. Mm-hmm. So, man, there's some good comes out of both of them.
Did he go to law school there? Is that
– No, not, no? No, no, not law, law school. No, he just – he did something in, I don't remember what he was doing. He was supposed to go to work for some government, not a government agency, somebody's contracted out to him for doing this and that overseas.
Right. Yeah.
And so, anyway, he ended up in Stephanie Bice's office.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he likes it too. He gets to take his dog with him. So, anyway.
That's nice.
Guns up, wreck 'em, Tech, and go Pokes.
Okay. All right. I have your Hobart Farm and Garden Lone Ranger report, weather report for you. I picked Eric America today.
Cool.
It is 48 degrees in Eric. Feels like 41 degrees. Dew point is 46 degrees. Humidity is 93%. Wind is out of the north-northwest at 18 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 24 miles an hour today. Your sun is going to set at 8:22 p.m. Today, you can expect an 80% chance of rain showers with a high of 56 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the north, getting up to 24 miles an hour. Tonight, 30% chance of rain showers with a low of 38 degrees. Winds remaining out of the north at 12 miles an hour. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with a high of 72 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the north, getting up to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, it's also going to be mostly sunny with a high of 75 degrees. Winds shifting out of the north to the east at 10 miles an hour. And Monday, it is going to be mostly sunny. The high 73 degrees, winds out of the northeast east at 13 miles an hour.
Thank you very much.
I feel like a meteorologist.
Hey, a crabgrass love affair. Who would have thought not too many years ago that crabgrass would reach the rock star status it now enjoys? Even its name isn't particularly enticing. Okay, maybe there are some of you who still wouldn't consider crabgrass as a staple summer forage resource, but I have never met anyone using a crabgrass who didn't love the stuff. It's a warm season species that has a fairly wide range of adaptability, being utilized in the north as well as in the south. Even though crabgrass is considered an annual, it's a prolific seed producer and reseeder. An initial sound, and I know the peanut farmers don't like crabgrass. I can tell you that right now. Initial stand of crabgrass will keep on giving summer after summer. If it is allowed to re-send or some point during the growing season, when needed, a reduced seeding rate can be used to bolster production stands too thin. The improved cultivated type of crabgrass is different from the historic weedy types that people learn to hate. The ones most consider a weed is a hairy crabgrass. The newer forage types are referred to as southern crabgrass, which is considered a separate species. It was the Noble Research Center in Ardmore, Oklahoma, that got the improved crabgrass train all rolling. He developed and released the Red River crabgrass varieties in the 1980s. This was later followed by the development and release of the Quick and Big variety in 2006 and is still widely used today. Most recently, the Noble Foundation Research Institute developed and released a crabgrass cultivar called Impact, which matures later than Red River. It is marketed by Barenbrog USA. Although crabgrass is more drought-tolerant than many species, forage production will be maximized on fields with good water holding capacity. Seeding in early to mid-spring is generally the best time for establishment. Initially, most people start with clean seed bed. No-till seeding is also an option to introduce crabgrass to an existing pasture. Similar to other warm season species, the seed is fluffy and hairy, so a carrier is sometimes needed to accurately move seed through the drill. Sunlight will stimulate crabgrass seed germination. For this reason, planting shallow is better than planting deep. Most extension specialists recommend seeding about a quarter inch deep, kind of like alfalfa somewhere, any grass, Bermuda grass, initially keeping competition from other forage species and weeds to a minimum. It works out good, I'm telling you. There is no other warm season grass that provides high quality forage than crabgrass. But simply, cows love the stuff. Studies show crabgrass as a grazing resource consistently report average daily gains of 1.5 to 2 pounds. With proper fertilization, it is high in crude protein, has excellent fiber digestibility, and fiber content is relatively low. There are more good options to fill the summer forage slump characterized by all seasons. Species amongst those options, it's hard to beat an improved crabgrass variety. We bought some hay last year. Mm-hmm. There was crabgrass growing in wheat straw up there by Billings, east of Billings, over there by the Dairy Queen truck stop there by going to Stillwater. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, they're north of Perry. Anyway, I'm telling you, when it first got here, it was just like, that's straw. You take the wrap off of it, them cows disintegrated them bales of hay like it was alfalfa, and still do. There's one bale left.
Wow.
And it worked the crabgrass good. I think a couple of years ago we had a crabgrass bale tested. Mm-hmm. And it actually is pretty amazing. The protein probably got more than right at wheat. What we properly put up wheat hay's got.
Right.
So, anyway, crabgrass is good. Go get involved in your crabgrass love affair. Because that's the name of the story.
Okay.
Anyway, so good to go. What you got over there? What about pictures?
Yeah, I forgot about the senior pictures. Yes, parents, if you want to show off those senior pictures of your awesome senior or brag on your photographer this year, you can upload a few of the coolest shots to KUCOFM.com website. After graduation, we'll choose the most creative picture of all entries, and the winner will get a free steak dinner at Simon's Catch Steakhouse. You can just go to KUCOFM.com and click on the link to upload your pictures.
Yeah, I was talking to Liz yesterday, and I don't know how many more we got today. There's pages and pages of these people. So, anyway, of these pictures. So, anyway, you're proud of your kid. A steak dinner is well worth it.
Yeah.
Send in yours from back in the 80s and see what happens. Anyway, Hobart Stockyards, Highway 183, north of Hobart, on the deal. Spring, yeah, you don't want to see mine. Spring special replacement sale, Saturday, April 29th at 11 a.m. Lunch will be served. 300 young pairs. 20 bred cows, 40 breeding age bulls, 10 replacement heifers. Any questions, call Mr. Rex Fleming down there at the Hobart Stockyards, where they want your business, and they do appreciate it. And I promise you, he's going to be serving lunch to you guys that go to the sale tomorrow right there in the stand. I would be going, but we have a golf tournament this weekend, today, named after a farmer over there in Hex, the Bobby Martin. The tournament's called The Bob.
The Bob.
And anyway, got probably about 80% ag-related people playing in there tomorrow.
Wow.
We're going to have fun. There's one spot left if anybody wants it. One spot left. Cud's going to be cooking lunch.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Barber Dyson's got a nice cooler trailer that they're going to have over there. It's going to be fun. We got it's going to be a little chilly in the morning for the morning flight.
Yeah.
But it'll warm right up.
It's supposed to be pretty nice tomorrow.
What you got going this weekend?
This weekend? I'm taking pictures tomorrow, I believe. Yes, tomorrow's Saturday.
Didn't you say that Abby was a photographer?
Yes, Abby's a photographer, too. She did our family pictures last year and this year.
Is she the one that inspired you to become a photographer?
I would say we probably both kind of became photographers almost at the same time.
I gotcha.
Uh-huh. I don't really know what inspired me to be a photographer. I think I picked up my mom's camera one day and I was like,
Ooh.
Let's kind of look into this, figure out how to use it correctly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And did you learn how to use it correctly?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then it just kind of took off.
Have you gone out to the Elk City Golf Course and talked to Alex yet?
I have not.
You probably got some stuff. You're like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I need to go do that.
So you're going to go feed this afternoon?
Yep, in the rain.
Yeah, it's coming.
I'm going to have to put my muck boots on for the first time, and I don't even know how long.
Well, that ain't a bad thing.
No, it's not. I'll take it. It's better than dry.
Thanks for coming in today.
Of course.
See you next Thursday, and good luck at the state FFA convention.
Yes, thank you.
And that's Tuesday in Tulsa?
Tuesday and Wednesday, yep.
Yep, all right. Good luck. So,
thank you.
We'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. It is Today in Ag with Jill Metter and Jimmy Clark.
Have a great day.
God bless.